It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Welcome back. It's Thursday.
No, it's not.
It's Thursday, the 24th of October.
October 24th.
Can't believe those Giants.
October 24th, the day of our Lord.
Yes. The year of our Lord. 2013.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Depends on which Lord you worship, because we know that Derek is officially... twice the Jew he used to be.
Yes.
Twice the Jew I used to be.
Anyway. Yes, it's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Derek, with so always is Matthew.
Oh, shit.
Kevin.
You know, I really like that thing you got in your bathroom. It's like what you piss in if you're in a hospital bed. It's like a little handle jug. It says Clorox on it, though, which I really don't understand.
That's Clorox.
Oh.
Yeah. I hope that didn't splash up on you.
So it's not the toilet.
No.
Oh, that explains why my pubes changed colors.
That's what we use to clean our clothes with. Oh. Steve, number one, returning for Thursday show.
You like ice cream, Doc? Chocolate it shall be.
And Cannonball.
Hey, I really like everybody's dick.
Dick!
Dick.
Yeah, Jeff, I want to thank you for making the drive down here twice in 1 week.
Yeah, I know.
That part of
traffic both times.
From what, northern Jersey?
The traffic was so bad, he just slept in my closet.
For 3 days.
Yeah.
4 days.
Four days. It'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. So 4 days.
I mean, you guys had so much fun, you couldn't keep track.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And we slept in the same bed.
No, he just stayed in there.
But yeah, thanks.
No, we didn't do the Laurel Hardy gimmick.
Thanks for coming again for a different day.
Yes.
A completely
and
different
thanks for wearing the
day.
Same shirt.
Oh, I didn't do that either.
So as not to confuse the viewer. Day. That's kind of like when a comedian does a special. He's got to wear the same clothes so they can splice things together. We wear the same clothes, so if we want to do a best of, we can cut it all together.
Yeah,
people
that makes
don't
sense.
Get confused.
Yeah,
but yes, Matt was talking about, the guy I work with has informed me, because I've always said I'm 6.25% Jewish, because my grandfather's grandmother was Jewish.
And it shows.
Based on
let me tell you.
If you accept being Jewish as, like, blood and ethnicity.
Yeah. Well, of course I know.
It is.
Oh, no, we're just saying for the sake of argument.
Well, there is no argument. It's true.
Anyway. So, but then he informed me, which I don't know why no one else caught on to this, because we've been saying this for years, that, well, if his grandmother was Jewish, that means that their child was also Jewish, because Judaism goes through...
The mother.
Well, you know, like several decades, they introduced something called new math. This is Jew math.
Yeah.
So that's why it works.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing with money. Is that when it goes through Jewish hands, it automatically becomes double.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
Wait a second.
Burn them.
You're 6.25% Jewish.
If you were to look at it like, okay, say you had like an Italian.
If you were to look at it as ethnicity.
Yeah. If you had an Italian like great, what is it? Great.
It would be great.
Nothing great about being Jewish.
Well, my birthday happens to be June 25th.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Which means I was born on 6/25.
Yeah.
Which means that you and I
sounds like a conspiracy.
Let me tell you something, McMahon. Hogan should have been disqualified. He should have been suspended.
Fined and suspended.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. That's just the day you were born on. That doesn't make any sense. It sounds crazy to me.
You'd have been totally irate.
So, yeah. And then it could go even further because assuming that my grandfather's grandmother, assuming it was his mother's mother,
assuming
that would make my grandfather Jewish.
Full-on Jew? Just because?
Well, because the mother gave birth to, let's say, his mother, who would Jewish from the mother, he would be Jewish from his mother.
But this is the Jewish trickery
here. This is
tricky.
This is the Jaime curse.
They try to pretend that there's no way to wash it out as long as you believe.
So you're a Jew, you're a Jew for life. J-E-W.
No matter what it is, it would stop with him. Because he cannot, so in other words, my mother cannot be Jewish.
Jew world order.
But because he would have to have married a Jewish woman.
Because you're 12.5.
We are in control.
We are in control.
So because you're...
we're in control.
Because you're an eighth Jewish, now you can celebrate one day of
Hanukkah. I was given the blessing by a Jewish
one day.
He said, I'm allowed to. So I'm going to do Thanksgiving Day because that's when it starts this year.
Perfect.
So Thanksgiving, we're going to have dinners, and I'm just going to go, where's my presents?
Where's my present?
Present.
Yeah. Where's my present?
Why are we eating turkey? We should be eating matzah cardboard stuff.
Is it turkey stuff with latkes?
While we're talking about discouraging things like being Jewish.
Demotivational concepts.
On October 24th of the year 2000, the year of our Lord.
Year 2000.
Hybrid Theory was released by American rock band Linkin Park. The album is the best-selling album in the 21st century.
What?
What? That's not true.
At 25 million copies.
Jeez. Wow.
I'm going to tell Don Henley the bad news.
Well, I guess that was before the 21st century.
I guess so.
Which one?
Wait, so 21st century is the year 2000.
2000.
Yes, 2000 beyond. Eagles, I guess, had it up until then, huh?
Hey, Jagged Little Pill, 30 million copies.
I think the Eagles still have, of all time.
Yep, the best, the greatest hits.
Yeah, Eagles
greatest hits is the best-selling album of all time.
With how many?
I believe Sgt. Pepper.
Does that have Desperado on it?
Michael
Jackson.
Fantastic song.
Can we get a little Desperado?
Yeah, I want that played at my funeral, by the way.
How about the Johnny Cash version?
Nah, I'm not going to go with the Eagles on that one. you can't mess it up. You know, you got to leave it the way it is.
Let's get a little sample of each.
Well, I mean, I love Cash.
And then
we'll
let Cannonball decide.
Give us the top 20 selling albums of all time. 25.
Thriller's one of them.
Well, let's do a little background music so that it gets kicked off YouTube.
Not that horrible Aristocrats theme. This is also a great Terry Funk video on ECW.
Yes.
Excellently done, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really, like, you know, really had, like, a point to it, you know what I mean?
It really was good. And that was one of the fucking awesome things about ECW was music videos.
Yes. They would do stuff like this. They would Sabu with Grind.
This is where I got all my like, ideas for video editing and, like, music, like, lining up clips and stuff.
Now, what I would love is when they would do it, when they bring in, like, the actual music video, play the music video and then cut in wrestling through the video.
I've done that before with music videos.
And I remember they did one with Weezer, Say It Ain't So.
Yes, they did it with Mikey Whipwreck and Sandman.
That was ridiculous.
That was excellent.
November Rain.
November Rain was another one.
Of course, and that was ridiculous because that's a fucking long ass
thing. Yeah. It's like eight or 9 minutes, I think.
My mind is blown right now.
Yeah,
because the Eagles' Greatest Hits is not the number one best-selling. No,
it probably hasn't been for a while.
Within 5 years.
Okay, wait, can we guess?
Sure.
Okay.
Justin Bieber.
No. I'm going to tell you right now. The top, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Top 7. Nothing contemporary. Nothing new.
Yeah.
Nothing. I think the
something else was re-released.
Black people, 1992 is the earliest.
Boys to Men.
Well, the newest album that is on there.
Okay.
So throw some out.
Like it or Nirvana.
Obviously, Eagles are on.
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number good 4.
Good
I want to say that the best the Eagles greatest hits was number 1 within the last. I'm going to say the last 5 years.
It was at one point, but it has been bumped down to number 3.
Wow.
What else are we guessing? Come on,
Lady Gaga.
So we have 3 and 4. Nothing new.
Mariah.
The newest album is 1992.
Oh, okay.
Mariah Carey.
No.
Thriller.
Not.
Yes, Thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah. Is number one.
Now it's number... Okay, so it's probably after he died. I bet after he died, it took over.
Survey says, ding!
Number one with a bullet, 42.4 million.
That's a lot.
Which is, almost double most of these. More than double some of them.
Wow. Is that states or worldwide?
It's probably worldwide.
Total certified copies from available markets.
Okay.
So that means a lot of black people stole it. So he would have more.
It would be more. 50 million.
Hey, Deontay, we're going to listen to the new Thriller album.
All right, Jeff, you have a guess?
I was saying Thriller, but then you stole it.
So we got Thriller at one, Eagles at three, AC/DC at four.
So we have Nirvana?
Two.
No Nirvana.
It's got to be something. I'm thinking some 70s,
some
80s.
Beatles
is it give us a time period. That'll help us narrow it down.
I'll give you the Sergeant years.
Peppers.
Yes.
Number two is 1973. Number five, 77.
Zeppelin?
Number six is also 77.
I was going to say Zeppelin for number two.
No Zeppelin.
Wow. No Zeppelin.
And number, what is it, seven is 1992.
Rolling Stones?
The Monkees?
The Monkees!
They were a big influence on the Beatles.
That's no way to refer to Cool and the Gang.
73. that was Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? Get it right.
Unreal.
72, 73. Let me think.
And there's a 92 one?
There is a 92, but it's nothing like rock.
Oh, nothing rock.
Yeah.
Was it Kid and Play?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't Mariah Carey, right?
No.
Think about what is the biggest like radio song of the 90s?
Hammer?
No, like it was a female singer.
It's not Mariah Carey?
Think of like the biggest
Whitney Houston.
Celine Dion. Well, Whitney Houston.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The Bodyguard
soundtrack.
Yes, okay.
The Bodyguard soundtrack.
Yes.
So not Whitney Houston.
Not her record.
It's called Whitney Houston / various artists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston was the selling point, but it's not just her.
But everyone bought that for that goddamn song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody else was
listening to the single. The single was probably...
Hey, is Don Johnson on there with that sweet album he had?
Wow.
No. David Hasselhoff.
No.
David Hasselhoff.
I don't see Hulk Hogan in the wrestling booth.
I'm trying to figure
out
number two, but I'm drawing a blank.
Number two. I used
to know the top 10.
I think a lot of people are going to kick themselves in the ass.
Hold on.
Our cameras are on there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like...
You actually fixed Steve and Kev a little bit.
Which way?
That's good. It's good.
No,
that's
good.
Oh, it did fix it.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, no, I did it on purpose.
Just tell me because the suspense is...
No.
Number two.
Okay. Wait,
did we say
what
Beatles?
1973.
Number two is 1973.
Frampton Comes Alive.
I will give you the genre. Fuck. Progressive rock.
Oh.
Progressive
rock. The Who?
Blue Oyster Cult.
Genesis.
Nope.
Genesis. Yes. Asia. Sticks.
Rush. Nope.
What's the Sticks?
No.
Fuck.
I don't think
Alan Parsons Project?
No. That
Alan
might have
Parsons
gone gold.
Project.
Might have gone
King
gold.
King Crimson?
Beach Boys, Pet Sounds.
Yes.
Journey.
I was surprised Beach Boys are up there, actually, because they were enormous.
Yeah, they're not up there. That's, you know what is? They had a lot of stuff.
That's true.
Although Pet Sounds is like their...
Yeah, that's like their number one.
That's one
they Who was it? I don't know.
Pink Floyd.
Son of a bitch, you were right.
That's because they suck.
How do you not even think of that?
The Wall.
So we have five and six left.
Dark Side of the Moon or The Wall? It's probably Dark Side, yeah.
Okay, wait, so give me the top five real quick.
So we got Michael Jackson, Thriller, number one. Number two, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Number three, Eagles' Greatest Hits. Number four, AC/DC, Back in Black.
Mm-hmm.
And then number five. And number six, both at 1977. One is disco, and one is soft rock.
Number five, M.O.I.
I'm not good with disco.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's like the biggest
ABBA
disco album.
ABBA, Dancing Queen?
No.
We Are Family, whatever that was.
Sister Sledge?
Donna Summer?
Donna
Summer?
The Village People.
Disco.
It was tied to a movie.
Bee Gees.
Yes, Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday
Night Fever.
Boom.
Again, another soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are always... One more.
Speaking of Bee Gees, real quick, me and a coworker talk about how funny it would be if a band did... AC/DC style covers as the Bee Gees. The AC Bee Gees.
Nice.
I'd rather hear Bee Gees doing AC/DC.
Yeah, song. I was going to say that would be better.
Bow,
yeah.
Bow, bow, bow.
She was a dance back in black. I had to say.
Yeah.
Six percent. Back in black. We're almost all dead.
Sounds like Elmo.
Tell me the way I walk, I got big balls. La 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 la. I'm gonna molest a kid.
What?
Wow.
What?
Elmo.
No. No.
Elmo. Like that
Delaware.
Spooked,
no.
That spooked everything.
Whoa.
That
oh,
anyway.
Said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The one we're missing, I will give you a big hint.
What's the year?
77, soft rock. It was the
Air Supply.
A conversation piece of a recent show.
Oh.
Oh.
Foreigner?
It was kind of the name of a recent show.
Air Supply?
Let me go to the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shows how much you guys pay attention.
Was it Matt something?
It was something Matt.
Yeah. It was... fuck.
Not Big Mac.
No, it was Matt. It was Matt something. Yeah, it was something with my name in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. Rumors.
Rumors, yeah.
1976.
Rumors. Yeah. I love Stevie Nicks, by the way.
Rumor. Yeah, okay.
And then just going down.
I know that.
Oh, you know what? This is. Okay. All right. This is done by sales.
Sales. Uh-huh. So that's
not items.
Not units,
numbers sold.
Not units.
Although Michael Jackson is still blowing
still
everybody out. Of the, yeah. Mm-hmm. The only one near him is the Eagles at 32.2, and he's 42.4.
But that's dollars to donuts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
actual highest selling albums in terms of quantity. What does that top list look like?
I guess it would be Michael Jackson, then AC. No, I'm sorry. Then
can
Eagles.
You, you can sort the list probably by copies.
Yeah.
There you go.
Michael Jackson, then the Eagles, then Whitney Houston. Then Fleetwood Mac, AC/DC, Pink Floyd, then the Bee Gees coming up the rear.
Queers.
Like what you did there.
And then there's a big list here. We'll just go through some.
Okay.
We got Shania Twain, Come On Over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin, 4. Mm. Meatloaf, Bad Outta Hell.
Yes.
Yep.
Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill.
Yep.
Sgt. Pepper, Eagles, Hotel California.
Yes.
Yeah, Mariah Carey.
They have a few, yes. I think, in the top, like, 25.
Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Yeah.
The Beatles 1, which is strange. Huh. That came out in 2000.
Yeah.
That was like a greatest hits.
That was the greatest.
Then we got Abbey Road. We got Born in the USA.
Oh, hello.
Two Celine Dion's Falling
we're
Into
the, we're
You.
We're in the 20 millions now, right?
Yeah, 2019.
Celine Dion is so annoying.
Dire yes. Straits, Brother in Arms.
Let them have these things.
Let them touch these things. Why don't we let them into your house, you fucking Canadian piece of shit?
Titanic Jeez. Soundtrack.
Fucking
Madonna,
Titanic,
the Immaculate Collection.
Yeah. Yes.
Metallica, self-titled. Michael Jackson, nice. Bad. Michael Jackson, Dangerous. Pink Floyd, The Wall. Santana, Supernatural.
So what are we at there?
And then we have like the kind of the bottom.
Metallica,
20
self-titled.
To
also known as
the Black Album.
How many rap albums are in there?
Probably not.
On the 20 to 29, you start getting some rap. And then you got Eminem.
Many people don't buy music.
Yeah,
Abba,
yeah, but again, Eminem being white is like an insult to like the rest of rap.
I guarantee more black people have bought white records than have bought like
sure.
Because yeah, they steal them all.
I see no rap. Usher is the closest thing
to
rap.
And R&B.
And he's dead last.
Yeah.
At 20 million.
Isn't Mariah Carey right? black what? Or something?
Black people are
Part
criminals?
Black.
Like in a weird
she
way.
She half black, actually.
She half black, half Irish.
Really?
Black people are criminals. Let's just put it out there.
I love Mariah Carey.
let's just lay it on the line there. That's just so,
well, we're just going to black people.
We're going to just put all the cards on the table.
Look, I'll tell you right now, I love my chick. But if it was like push one on the train tracks to save the other, I'm saving Mariah Carey.
Oh, cool.
I would too. You ever see that honey video? Wah, wah, wah,
She looked pretty good recently in something.
She does look good. Well, if you were that rich, you would look good all the time too. But you're not.
But she wears like, she's always been like a thicker broad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like
and
her.
She,
yeah.
And
well, she wasn't always. She was kind of skinny back in the day.
No, she was still thick.
Real white Long Island-y. Yeah. You know?
She was still thick though.
Yeah. But she got thicker, which is nice. Yeah.
I'll tell you what though, the newest album on here is Adele.
Oh, I hate her so much.
21.
Fucking pig.
Honestly, which was released 2011.
I think she's overrated, personally.
The closest thing to it was 2004 with Usher.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So you got to give her props for that.
It's Usher.
That's because nobody buys music anymore. No.
That too. I think these numbers are a bit corrupted.
Well, Adele, that must have been all downloads.
Wow.
Yeah, of fat girls.
But I was going to say that... yeah.
Fat chicks in their room singing fat bellies out.
Fat bellies out.
It's like walking on pavement.
What?
It's
Chasing Pavement. That's it. I'm sorry.
Is that even her?
Yeah.
It's like Crocking the Pavement.
It's like her and Bruce together. Can you imagine how horrible that would be?
Her and Bruce. Worst album ever. Oh, man.
Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm chasing pavements.
I want to show you this.
Oh, oh my god! Wow. Oh my god!
Is that Hune?
That was my friend. Quote
wait,
unquote.
Can
my
you? can you please?
That can't be real.
Can you put that in super secret crack group?
Oh my!
I need to show this to somebody.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. Matt loves fat people, so he always gets a kick out of them.
For those of you playing along at home.
Is that the same guy with Animal on his gut?
Oh my god.
Yeah, he does a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, why aren't the Muppets up there for Christ's
sake? Put Fat Guy Adele Vine in YouTube and you'll see that. It's this guy, he's got a face painted on his
humongous belly.
And it's just jiggling as he cries to Adele.
Speaking of Muppets, have you ever seen the Muppets?
Matt is losing it.
The Rick Ross Muppets with Beaker?
No.
It is hilarious. They have Beaker singing the Rick Ross song.
Did you see
Never
the,
Gonna Give You Up? It is fucking hilarious.
They did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, wait, that was excellent.
Wait,
Muppets.
Dude, no,
Muppets.
Rick, so good. Rick Astley.
Rick Astley. What'd I say?
Rick Ross.
Beaker to Rick Ross. I'm the biggest boss you've seen thus far. Yeah, Rick Astley. I'm kind of drunk.
Somebody posted the thing we're not supposed to talk about on our page.
Because that means they want us to talk about it.
No.
Yeah, in fact, it was the guy who was on our show last week.
The guy who was on our show.
Can,
Yeah.
Gino?
No. No, BBT.
He was in studio.
Oh, you mean 2 weeks?
BBT. No,
okay, yeah, last week, yeah. Not this past Sunday.
It was Brandon.
But, okay.
Brando?
Never gonna give you.
Well, I mean, I guess as long as we didn't post it.
Yeah, I guess.
We're okay. Cause
breaking news.
Wait, what got posted on your Facebook?
I don't know. Nothing. I'm going to
something
so
about
I'm
Mariah
gonna post
Carey.
This in the super secret page for Kevin.
I was going to say that before. Mariah Carey likes to wear clothes that are like really 2 to 3 sizes too tight, and I really appreciate
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great.
Because she likes black penis.
I think I told the story on here one time. I was in like a convenience store in New Brunswick, and I saw a Playboy with Mariah Carey on the cover and just bought it instantly. And when I found out there wasn't a single naked picture of her in it, I just threw it in the street in front of the same convenience store.
He was just like, bah! He was like stopping and cursing in the street.
those aren't cheap either.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like $8 for a skin rag?
Well, Hefner, I mean, he's probably Jewish. What do you expect?
Probably. There's some Mariah Carey for you, Kev.
Oh, yeah. I just want jizz on her teeth.
She's a big fan of this gold kind of bronzes earth tone and everything she does.
Yeah, well, that's fine because my jizz is white.
Wow.
Hey, no. That's good because that means it's healthy.
That means
if it was any other color, you'd have a problem.
Sometimes it has a yellowish hue.
Yeah, sometimes.
Depending on how many Rocky Mountains I'm putting down.
Speaking of
Rocky Mountains, look at fucking Mariah Carey's tits.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they're natural. I don't think she's ever had work.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Not that I really care.
I'm not sure.
Touch them, but
well,
yeah, I don't think you got to worry about that.
Yeah,
don't have to worry.
Do you have
about
something,
that.
Kev?
Huh?
She does look fantastic.
Were you going to say something?
Well, I gotta. So I was taking a shit the other day.
Yeah. Nice. I like where this is going.
As most great stories start, I was pissing while I was shitting, and I felt like the piss was going on for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I stood up and I looked down. And there wasn't piss.
What?
It was blood?
It was jizz.
Stop. How does that happen?
What?
I've been taking it yours? Yeah. I've been taking a testosterone booster.
Oh, come on.
And
now.
I really
get
think
out of here.
Come on.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Will you be serious?
That sounds like
maybe it was just
sounds,
a very murky.
This sounds like a story from a professional wrestler that
yeah, I was just going to say.
A professional wrestler who once warned me of such issues when taking supplements.
Really? Said supplement.
Maybe it absolutely happened.
Maybe it's just murky piss. You know, aroused?
No.
So it was just coming out of you?
Well, let me get this straight. You were shitting and you weren't aroused? What is wrong with you?
You were discharging.
Well, it's kind of hard to maintain an erection when your balls keep dipping in the cold water.
That's cold.
That sometimes helps me.
It's never hard for me.
I can't believe you just said that / that happened.
Yeah.
So it was just coming out of you?
I stood up and I looked down and like I just kept getting closer and closer. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, that's Jim's.
Did you put it on a slide and get it on the microscope?
Wow.
No, I go, honey, what is it? Does this taste like it to you?
He's just gonna, can you tell you, what is this?
Is Uncle Bruce in the kitchen cutting a record? Hold on, I'll look at this.
Get me the Petri dish.
I thought I jizzed, but I pissed and it was jizz.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Sweetheart, gonna... tell me if this tastes like spunk.
Oh, what happened?
Tonight, after our report on an officer who shot a mentally ill man. Good evening, everyone.
Good.
She looks mentally ill.
I'm John McCain. That officer.
John McCain? What happened to him?
News 8 broke this story with this.
He's working on the urban demographic. Shooting,
first tonight at 6. Now, a home surveillance camera also captured the officer shooting at the man 4 times. Police say the suspect on Crimson Court stepped toward officers with a knife. That the video raises a question. Was the shooting justified? Channel 8's Rebecca Lopez tonight live with some new details. Rebecca?
Not the Rebecca Lopez I was expecting. I'll tell you that.
Calls from some civil rights groups that say tomorrow they're going to demand a federal investigation into the shooting. As we mentioned, there were some cameras here in this cul-de-sac that captured that police-involved shooting. And
is it a man?
Officers say one thing, the video tells another story. It's quiet here on Crimson Court now, but a few days ago, there was a lot of commotion, and it was captured on video.
I had called 911.
Nice security
for help.
Oh my God! That's a ghoul. That's a ghoul. That is a ghoul.
What is that thing?
That's Cece DeVille.
She's melting.
Joyce Jackson. It looks like because she and her son Bobby Bennett had an argument.
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
She told police he had a knife and was agitated. You can
is
see
that
him
Mario? Like, what?
For a while.
That's a Sims? Neighbors.
But when DVD officers arrive, he's sitting in a chair.
DVD.
Now Bobby's backing
that's
up because they're approaching him.
Dead rally
they
driver.
Tell him to freeze.
Maurice Bunch was watching the whole thing. It's his surveillance camera that captures everything.
When the officers told him freeze, he complied.
Oh, he's got a white wallet, of course.
He did not move an inch. He was froze.
You can see the officers moving towards Bennett, their weapons drawn. Only a few seconds pass when Officer Carter fires his weapon 4 times, shooting Bennett once.
Damn.
I didn't see no knife. And they waited for about 4 or 5 seconds.
It changed the battery in that fucking smoke detector.
Court documents, police say Bennett took several steps towards them with a knife raised in an aggressive manner.
Dude, it's Texas. Why is this an issue?
Look at the video. He never moves his feet or his arms.
When you're with a mentally ill person,
he falls down like a Nintendo bad guy. He just like crumbles like a spider.
Issued a statement tonight.
Did they shoot him and kill him?
The facts and circumstances known to Officer Spencer at the time completely justify his actions. Obviously, there is much more to the situation than that video.
There's much more that happened than what was recorded.
They say police shot a man who wasn't a threat. Chief David Brown
says
she's
that they
hot. Are conducting a criminal.
That's a man.
Can we go back to Mariah Carey?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
who's that guy pulling up in the background?
That is why I like Texas, though. They don't fuck around.
They don't.
They shoot drag now, black people. First, they execute people quick. And they shoot, like, retarded people in chairs.
Boy, why
I like that.
Boy, why are you in this gas station in an office chair?
I like that.
That's what me and former Aristocrat Pat used to do. When it was slow at the gas station,
shoot people. We'd
shoot people. Wow. Shoot all the blue ribbons.
Excuse me. Could you
sit in this chair real quick?
Fucking crank phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would just push each other as hard as we could in the chairs right across the parking lot.
Weren't you there when that guy had a heart attack and like crashed into the fucking pumps?
I wasn't there. No. I worked there, but I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't
there.
I don't think you worked there anymore. Yeah,
I saw the video though.
Yeah. He had like a heart attack. And
he hit a Mexican on the way to the
pumps. Yeah, hit like the pole, and the pole hit the pumps or some shit.
Well, he hit the Mexican and then crashed into the pump.
Is that what it was?
Okay, yeah.
It was all caught on Rite Aid video.
Yep.
Rite Aid video.
Mm. Anyway.
Yeah. Been released on Rite Aid video. Well,
that's why we should be more like Texas, you know? They're always forward thinking.
Yep.
That's why they did it, because it was like a black dude had a white woman. They're like, we're going to show him something in his driveway. That's what we think of you, Satchamo. You and your white, you and your Mariah Carey, without the good looks.
Oh, I love her.
You know, remember that story we did where it said by 2050 the average American's gonna look like this girl.
Yeah, yeah.
If they put up a picture of Mariah Carey, I would have been like, that's fine.
I'm okay with that. I can do that.
Instead, they're gonna look like fucking Linda.
Oh God.
Unfortunately, only three of us know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. I was saying, you know, you mean Pizza Hut, Linda? Right?
Yes. Okay. It's not good. It's not all good.
It's not good.
You know, if somebody told me, if they said, hey, either your whole family's going to fall in this volcano or Mariah Carey's going to stub her toe, I'd be like, family in the volcano.
Yeah.
Because I would never want her to feel an ounce of pain. Except my penis in her butthole.
Yeah, except when she's getting that black dick.
Yeah. Even that, you'd kind of feel bad.
Maybe. So when fucking Nick Cannon's wilding out on her butthole.
Nick Cannon.
We'll talk about this guy.
This guy's got to be a criminal. He looks European, so he's got to be a criminal.
He kind of looks like he could be...
Russian or something.
Gino Moore.
Like he could be like...
Young age.
Wow. And Piers Morgan. Lighter. He could be Piers Morgan's nefarious younger brother.
Yes.
Graham Norton's lover.
Toothless man. Jailed for... jailed for 8 years...
Toothless.
For doing what?
Trying to bite somebody?
Matt, what do you think? What do you think this toothless man...
Trying to give a gum job.
Yeah, I was going to say... For? He was there was a woman in a park. She was breastfeeding her baby, and he snatched the baby, and everybody thought he was going to start sucking on the woman's tits, but he started sucking on the baby's face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
That's
I would like to go with Matt's story, except he starts sucking on the baby's tits.
Okay. Oh.
I'd like to go with Kevin's story, except he sucked on the baby's asshole.
Okay. I was going to go baby dick.
Okay.
Okay. There's plenty to go around, brother.
I was opening that up.
Even before Matt started, I was thinking, oh, he sucked a baby's dick.
He's obviously a dirty European, so let's go.
He sucked a baby dick.
Obviously, this is overseas, judging from his Piers Morgan face.
He just looks British.
Dude, Eurotrash. You can spot him a mile away.
Toothless man jailed for 8 years for gnawing on neighbor's penis.
That was closest.
Wasn't that a Rammstein song?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Mindtile. That's Mariah Carey from 20 years ago.
All right. I need the details. Did he wake up with this guy on his penis? Like, how does
his name is Jason Martin. Was jailed for 8 years for the attack on his former pal, Richard Henderson.
Wait,
former
is he Scottish?
I don't know.
Was he straight Anglo?
The 41-year-old was upset because the neighbor accused him of being back on the drugs.
Back on the drugs.
Was this before or after he was blown?
He's got to be Scottish.
Back on drugs!
hi. You're on the drugs, mate.
The neighbor says, my willy was not attached to the rest of my body?
What?
Wait a minute.
You need to read that in a European style.
Hold on a second. What he's saying there is that the experience was so amazing that he had an out-of-body experience.
Out-of-pants experience.
That guy looks like he'd give a good gum job.
The bust up was sparked by Mr. Henderson sending a text to Martin to turn down the noise from his Xbox. Martin from Dover in Kent was found guilty of wounding with intent to cause serious injury. And then it says, my willy was not attached to the rest of my body.
I don't know what that means.
That must be a weird...
I have never experienced that kind of pain to this day, and I don't want to experience that
again.
Wait,
did he...
He didn't have teeth. How could it be painful?
Sucked it off?
That's actually the best kind of head to get is with no teeth.
Well, the man has denied the attack. He says, I didn't do that. I am not a gay man. I am not a gay man in any way. The thought of putting a man's penis in my mouth, well, it's not for me. Not in a million years would I do it.
Jeff, comment?
That's believable.
He's missing out.
Photos of the man's injury were shown to the court, which also heard how Martin had blood around his mouth when he was interviewed by police.
Jeez.
Martin claimed he was bleeding from a fat lip he received from the punch.
Fat lip.
Fat dick.
I have only got a couple of teeth in the lower part of my mouth. I can't even bite into a hard-boiled egg.
Jesus.
Why do they always have to live up to the stereotypes of bad teeth? Seriously.
Well, he doesn't even have teeth.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's
but like,
why they're stereotypes.
Yeah. It's all that warm beer.
Yeah.
All that warm beer and chips.
And neighbor dicks.
And bangers and mash.
Neighbor dicks.
And neighbor cock.
So what would you say, Cannonball? Is it a big dick or a little dick?
Yeah, a little dick.
It's a big effing dick.
Wow, he was jailed for 7 years for the wounding, with another year added for a dangerous driving offense.
He was doing it while he was driving?
Yeah, they're like, while you're here. And the first comment on this whole thread is, well, that's enough internet for today.
Well, I mean, I hate to use the cliche, because it is definitely not true, but he's going to go to jail. He's going to have a lot of cocked and fucking gum on.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Oh, come on.
Fucking cum gum.
Oh, you.
It's pretty nasty.
Well, we lost Matt because now he's looking at Mariah Carey fucking memes all night.
I'm listening.
Memes. Yeah, no, he's not. This is how I know. Like, that's a lie. When I'm IMing with Matt at night,
yeah,
and he goes away for like 5 minutes, I know he's looking at like pictures or porn.
Actually,
and then he comes back.
I'm probably
what you thinking about?
Right. No, we'll just be bullshitting about something.
Mariah Carey's the hottest chipmunk to ever live.
Chipmunk. Oh,
yeah. I would store some nut in her gums.
Yep.
Cheeks, whatever. Jism. Jism.
If somebody's like, hey, look, we're going to... It's like, you can either bang Mariah Carey or we're going to cut your mom's eyeballs out. I'd be like, Mom, you didn't need those eyes anyway. You were looking
everybody
at too
like
much stuff.
50, you've seen enough. What else is there to see? Take them fuckers out with a hedge clipper.
46, but whatever.
Well, you know
there,
what I mean.
There might be more pictures of Mariah Carey than anyone else.
Here we go.
It's a blanket statement.
I guess we're going
to
be here for a while.
Because I've gone through the entire, like, scrolling to where it says load more pictures.
Yeah.
And I got to say that I think every single one of these pictures is her. Because you know how you get, like, other matches for other things? Yeah. And on top of that, there's, like, so many pictures that are not necessarily repeats, but they're just slightly different angles of the same, like, from the same event.
It took, like, a panoramic shot of her. Yeah. Dude, what
do you expect? Just record her with video. Stop it. Like, Matt, what are you doing?
Matt actually scrolled so far in Google that Google's like, well, slow down.
Yeah.
We're still looking.
Yeah.
Hang on a second.
There's plenty here. Just enjoy what's already came up while we get more.
What more do you want?
I think you broke the roller on the mouse.
We'll get more servers for you. It's okay. We're still rolling out the internet.
No, Google probably crashed.
Did you hear about this waitress who's suing some guy?
Ooh.
She is a she's a black gal. Let me put her picture up first.
Africana.
Please, they like to be called Negroes.
That's her there.
Oh, she's all right. Cute.
She's cute.
Yeah, lovely young lady.
I would. Yeah.
Her forehead is bigger than mine.
Let me see what the hell she.
I think the upper half of her head is bigger than the lower half.
Yeah, I think so. That's all right, though. Don't make you a bad person. She works at Red Lobster.
Yeah, makes you Lex Luger.
What a shock.
She works at Red Lobster, and she got on her receipt this gentleman who dined.
He wrote a phone number on there.
Where it says tip, he wrote nothing, or none. I'm sorry, he wrote none. And on total, he wrote nigger.
Dad, my dad went to Red Lobster without me?
Total.
Well, first of all, look, it's in Indiana? Is that what that says up there? Franklin, Indiana?
I don't.
How can you read that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Well, when I have my contacts in, I can read, like, you know, dust on the moon.
Dust on the moon.
Well, dust on the moon.
Well, this story came out.
That's
ridiculous. There was all kinds of.
I don't know if I can say this.
Uproar.
I mean, that is pretty, like, ridiculous.
Ten seconds.
Even from, like, a racist guy like me,
yeah,
I wouldn't even consider doing that.
People who annoy us.
The guy was getting death threats and all that, and she received $10,000 in tips over the next couple of days. People who came there and felt bad for her.
Yeah, so basically it was one of her friends did it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And yeah. Smart.
So,
Well, Matt, you're not that far off. Because
you know what?
So,
I think this is a conspiracy.
Jesse Ventura came in.
$10,000 in tips. So what did she put rims on?
Yeah. She's got a sweet Scion that's got nice rims on it now.
Wait a minute.
You know
wait
what?
A minute. You're saying.
Sorry. Sorry, Jesse.
This guy's lawyer got a handwriting expert. To take a look at this, and he pretty much said, "Yeah, this guy did not write that."
Wow. Wow. Wait. Did he? So he just signed his name and left the receipt.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't tip her, and they wrote that in there.
I'm guessing.
It does look like someone barely literate wrote it, or it looks like somebody like sloppily wrote it intentionally. Because there's no consistency to really any of the letters.
The signature is very quick.
It looks like a signature.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It looks a lot different. It looks very. His signature seems a little more slanted.
That's definitely different.
And that one's very upright.
I mean, I could say right now, just by looking at it, he pushed a lot harder for the signature than whoever wrote the words elsewhere.
Well, absolutely. The first thing I noticed about the writing itself, like, I actually didn't even look at the signature yet because I'm trying to, like, figure out, like, how they, like, really did that. Like, why, you know? And there's no consistency to any of the
letters. Actually happened, a similar situation at a restaurant near us in Lock Arbor. The waitress tabbed the receipt as Jew couple. It was clearly a Jewish man, a Jewish woman.
Yeah.
And there was like a huge, big thing about it. If he wrote, or she, I forget what it was, Arab couple or British couple, would it be a big deal? Because Jew is a word that Jews themselves use all the time, but it just sounds dirty because Jews are dirty.
And it wasn't like...
It when you say Jew, you think ew. Like I,
well, no,
shit and Jew just sound the same to me.
Yeah, it's very similar.
When you say that word, like Jew, God, it just sounds so dirty.
Sorry. When I was like that goddamn dog out there,
I think it might be a little
still
louder.
Going.
Yeah, it's going.
I guarantee if you open that window, that dog is still barking.
I guarantee it.
It's going because it hears you.
Yeah, it does. It knows.
Well, this guy wrote a handwritten letter. Handwritten, of course.
I don't think that's him. Now that I look at it, I don't know. I don't believe it is.
So. Well,
niggers.
Somebody want to read that?
Please accept my apology for not being here in person. I had to work. I want to start out by saying I am innocent. I was not raised that way in my household. When me and my wife got our meal to go,
my wife and I.
The ticket was brought to the table.
It was a to-go order.
I signed, open quote, none, close quote, in the tip line and my name on the signature line and left my ticket on the table. It was not until the next day that I was discovered that somebody wrote the, open quote, N, close quote, word on my receipt. At that time, we called my pastor,
yes,
who happens to be an attorney.
Who happens to be.
And asked his advice. He advised me to write a sloppily written letter and give it back to you guys.
Which now that I read this, it looks a lot like that nigger word. Yeah, so
I do not approve of the use of that type of talk. Not now or ever.
Wow.
And then he signed his name.
And he signed his name.
Which is obviously the same.
It looks like Nigger Lover.
Yeah.
It looks like Demi Lovato.
It looks like Dennis Bauer or something.
Yeah, it's the same
thing. Dennis Carluzzo.
Wow.
Maybe it is.
Dim Sung? Does that say Dim Sung?
I don't know. I'm wondering because now it could be.
So this was a to-go order, and the guy really did write.
Richard Duggar.
Why would you not tip them? Like that's why would
I guess
he
put.
Because he was just picking up.
His name's Dick Duggar.
You still tip them.
Tip him what?
I give him a couple bucks.
I'm sorry, Devin Barnes. Dick Duggar is his attorney.
I'm sorry, wait, you tip them for the like 7 inches they had to extend their arm to hand it to you?
Wow.
Well, they go back and they get the order together and they come out. I give him a couple bucks.
Not really. Most of the time,
we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, whether or not to tip and to
go. I just believe in that.
I don't think they're getting paid on tips, the people who are coming out there. They're getting paid like an hourly rate that's applicable.
Something.
So. They're
unless they're bringing it out to the car.
Yeah, but does Red Lobster have car side to go?
Even still.
I doubt it.
I don't think so either.
Even still, they're just walking your food there, and they're getting paid to walk your food to
you. Okay, so if I give them another, I give them like maybe $2. It's not breaking
my
bag.
I give them like a buck or two.
I'm not giving them $10.
I'd round that up to 45 easy.
Yeah, exactly.
The only time I'll tip them is if it's a hot girl.
Of course, because you're
exactly.
Creepy pervert.
Well, yeah.
I'm just like, hey, you see that? Huh? That's $5. That's for you.
Yeah, you see that?
You're walking away,
see that?
Huh?
That's a roll of 20s, not for you.
Yeah.
It's all right. I like watching you walk away. It's fine.
Hey, what's your ethnicity? Let me write it on here.
Yeah. Nigerian? Okay. Yeah. How do you spell that? Nigger? Sure. Yeah. That just seems ridiculous for anybody to do. I just don't believe somebody would do that.
No.
And expect like not like to be in the news about it.
Yeah. You know it's absolutely ridiculous.
Like, especially because they probably have they obviously have his card number. So they have his credit card, so they have his name.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least looked at his name on the card more than likely.
Absolutely. So basically
would you do that?
To be fair,
this girl was upset that she didn't get tipped and she forged it.
Or somebody else did.
Or somebody else did it and gave it to her. And said, did you see what the guy put on there?
Yeah, that's what I think.
Maybe.
I mean, it does look suspicious you like his handwriting.
Yeah, the
we looked
G's
that
look
redder.
The same.
Well, yeah, but you know what?
That's what I'm going off of now.
But
it's easy for somebody to duplicate.
Okay, listen, this is kind of sad, but like when my family has like a birthday party or something like that, my sister likes to buy, you know, the cards and everything. And if she's out, she'll be like, oh, do you need a card for so-and-so?
So she'll write it for you?
But she'll also sign the card for me.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly like my handwriting because she sees what my handwriting looks like.
She must be forging checks at college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if they looked at his handwriting there with the nun or whatever like that, then they were like, oh, it's, you know, try
just
to
real
make
quick
it.
Sloppily
write
it. Yeah, well, then you would have noticed that he made the first N lowercase. So why wouldn't you do that again?
Well, no, you have to have the capital N. It's not. It doesn't work.
Otherwise, it's not the N.
Oh, it's not the N.
It's not offensive. Yes. It's not offensive.
No, it just case. would it if that was a lowercase N, it would that
no.
it wouldn't
had
have
been,
the bite.
Had it been N-I-G-G-A, nobody would care.
I'm pretty sure there's a cursive O at the end of that, too.
Yeah, there's definitely
Nicaro. Maybe it was an opera thing. Maybe it was an opera thing.
Nigero.
I wrote the Nigero.
Nigero, 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 Nigero.
Oh, sodomia.
That's butt sex.
It is. That's Nigero in Spanish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not buying this one. I'm not buying this one, McMahon.
I'm not buying it. It's a conspiracy, McMahon.
Yeah, it's definitely an Obama fucking plot.
Yeah. No, no, it really is. Like, when you look at it, like, deep down,
see,
is,
black
like,
people
this
talk
whole,
about
like,
eliminating
war,
the N-word.
It really is because
and they use
of
it more than anybody else. So there
sure
you go.
They do.
So yep. What's the point?
They're allowed to.
No, they're not.
That's an English word. I'm English. It's my word. I'm keeping
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Keeping
yes.
it.
Yes. Like fucking Randall kept porch monkey and Clerks yes. too. I'm keeping nigger.
All right.
No,
so
I'm that's keeping not nigger racist. Alive. This is racist.
I got to ask. Part of the story was that she earned more money in tips. Did she
it's
like
true.
Pin this to her shirt?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah. Look at what this yeah. person did.
They must I think have had she posted it on like Facebook or Reddit.
Yeah, they must
or
have had the news. There was
and
actually,
the news
so, but like, who knows their like Red Lobster waitress well enough that they have the
well
money
because
on
it
Facebook
became
friend.
It became a story.
Well, it
well,
is like
the news picked it up as a story.
Oh, you
is that
poor
Indiana?
Shitty.
Is that Indiana? Poor she's probably the only black person in Indiana.
Wow.
So
did you hear about the black girl?
I got to tell you, I do know a few chicks who I really only know because they work at restaurants,
yeah.
and I am Facebook friends with them.
Yeah.
One time I wrote nigger after Coco Beware's name on his check.
I'm going to start doing this and see
Coco
if I get
Ware.
On the news.
See,
but he had to cash it, so we never found it.
He don't have a bank account.
It's over.
It's over for that guy. It's over for that mook.
He was like, oh, man.
Coco.
Oh, well. Coco. I bet you he looks exactly
LOL.
The same.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
That, well, that's just an interesting it. Story right there.
Yeah, it's a good story. Mm.
Now I know what not to write on my receipts.
Yeah.
That pesky
and well, learned. Getting back to the Jew couple
that
thing.
That pesky N-word.
They wrote that in a play. They weren't supposed to see that. That was like a ticket where, because we used to do that in Pizza Hut.
Yes.
We would describe the people.
Yes.
And then go back to the cooks.
Yeah.
Because the cooks would bring it out.
Yeah.
And instead of yelling a name, we would just put how, you know, describe them so yeah. they would look and say, you know, blonde lady or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And then we would joke around.
Blonde
and,
woman with a big tits.
But it's just yeah, the exactly. point that Jew couple really, to me, isn't that offensive.
And then we would just start putting, like, you know, Gargamel.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, oh, shit. And then we'd have to go out and we'd just start, like, laughing because there'd be this, like, bald guy. Like,
Gargamel.
Yeah, something like that, you know.
Or it'd be like a People Haters song title.
Exactly.
Gook Oi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and we used to put racially insensitive
yeah.
things
yeah.
in there, too.
Like I just, curb jaw or something like yeah. that.
Something like that.
I just don't see Jew couples being offensive. I'm sorry.
I do.
I don't.
I'm disgusted.
I'm not sorry, actually. I just
how do you know they're Jewish, though? They could be Italian.
They're pretty easy to
Greek.
Spot.
Yeah.
They're pretty easy to spot.
Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead and try to compete with me with your manufactured yeah. burps.
Why am I burping? I might burst from jizz. Thank you for the... Larvell Jones! Thank you for the sound effect.
Larvell Jones!
What was his yeah. name? Fucking Mike Wilson or something like that?
Yeah, something
oh
like that.
Oh, God.
We gotta have something else good.
Yeah. Otherwise, let's
quit. We got Steve here. He's got energy because he's been pent up from
yeah,
the last 10 months.
I've been drinking a little bit, and
here.
I want to keep drinking. So,
when was the last time Steve was on?
It was like last year.
Was yeah. it? Was it last
yeah,
year?
It's been a long time.
Well, I actually got a story just because I knew Steve was coming here.
Awesome.
Grumpy Cat
yes.
has received an award.
Yes.
From Friskies.
Yes. She's gonna be
life,
a spokesperson.
A lifetime achievement award.
Yes.
Just for existing.
Yep. She's
just
gonna,
for having
she's
Down
be a
syndrome.
Spokes cat for Friskies.
Is she?
Yes. She's going to be either on like packaging or something.
But that's not
know.
Very good for their image. This,
so
this cat is...
I love her. I love that cat.
This cat doesn't,
I love it.
Doesn't like Friskies.
Yeah. She has like dwarfism or something.
No, yeah. She's Down syndrome.
No, she has a like some kind of feline dwarfism. That's what
no,
it is.
It's not Down syndrome.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm telling you. I've researched it. Believe me.
Come
I have.
On. I know she's
dude,
small.
I have her book and her calendar.
I have her book.
And that's 100%
well, because its full name is tartar sauce.
Yes,
yes.
So they call her tard for short.
Yes.
I know this,
and so I know. Well, don't yell. I'm explaining for
no,
the people.
No, no. What
who
I'm saying is, you're telling me that she doesn't have Down syndrome,
no.
and it sounds like you're going to say no just because they call her tard. No.
Well, because they thought that because they call her tard,
yes.
it was because she had a feline form of Down syndrome,
yeah.
and they were making fun of her.
Yeah, no,
so
I'm
people
sure.
were coming out saying
she has
like
dwarfism.
Yeah, but she doesn't have whatever feline Down syndrome.
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't. A friend of mine
has many pictures hanging out with that cat.
Yes, I'm jealous. I'm jealous.
She writes for she's like one of the like librarians, quote, I guess,
yeah,
for knowyourmeme.com.
Oh, okay.
So part of her job is going to hang out with the cat. And I remember
hearing
that the cat was retarded, probably from you guys.
Yeah.
And so I texted her and she goes, no, it's not true.
No.
Yeah. No,
there's a picture of her with
found
her father.
Out afterwards.
I think there's something
else. There was controversy because there was a group coming out saying, this is wrong that you're calling this cat tarred.
Yeah.
Because obviously from its facial features, it has this feline Down syndrome thing. Yes. But then they came out and said, no, it actually doesn't. Its name is Tartar Sauce.
There's a recent meme I saw with her and her father, and she's a third his size.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she has like feline dwarf. That's why her paws, she has the polydactyly kind of thing. Well, she doesn't actually have it. It looks like she does.
Cats get down
Maybe
syndrome?
She's just really grumpy.
No, that's why. She's very small. She has like a weird, like her hind legs are different proportion.
I think this sounds like another conspiracy.
She's a dwarf, like a dwarf cat. That's what she is.
Can cats have Down syndrome?
I wish.
Probably.
It's like
Derek!
Like a feline version, just like they have their own AIDS.
Can they wash dishes?
Feline AIDS.
Cut it out, Derek! Can it wear 35 sweaters?
So why
it's fucking middle of summer.
So why is the face like that?
It's just part of her.
I'll find out tonight. I don't have service down here.
She was just in New Jersey, and I didn't get to go meet her. Yeah. Huh. I was very disappointed. She was up in Ridgewood.
Oh, my God. Can you Google feline Down syndrome and pull up some
Please
pictures?
Don't, because it's probably depressing, and I don't need to be depressed.
No, the picture that comes up is a tiger, and it's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. She actually has a brother named Pokey, and he's a black and white, and he has these... like alien yellow eyes and like an overbite.
I totally forgot about this picture.
Tiger Down syndrome is hilarious.
Oh my God.
I'm waiting for you.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Oh my.
We know people who look like that.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Eat a tug.
Look at the one tooth. That's all busted up.
One, there's a couple of them there.
Well, the bottom tooth looks okay. The top tooth.
Oh, man. Oh.
Does it really have some kind of disability?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's an ugly cat.
It really looks extremely powerful.
It keeps eating tiger. Yeah, it's going retard.
Well, have you ever seen like a mongoloid Down syndrome retard?
Yes.
They can like lift cars.
Again, they have like 100 times the strength of a human being.
They're like an ant.
It just keeps eating tiger pennies.
You get 100 of them, they pick up the White House and walk away with it.
Oh my God.
We are marching down Pennsylvania Avenue. It's drooling too. Oh my God.
I
just noticed that.
Maybe he's just hungry.
Maybe it was just chasing parked cars.
I feel bad for
Maybe
that.
It was eating parked cars.
How small its eyes are, too.
I could taste my genitals.
That thing
definitely looks like you don't want to fuck with it.
No.
Like every retard
I've
ever
met. Do want to fuck with it?
Holy shit.
Oh, you're a nice retarded tiger.
Fucking grumpy cat.
I love her.
Sports Illustrated is celebrating 50 years.
Great segue.
Awesome.
Years.
I don't want to leave the retarded tiger.
Please tell me there's a Down syndrome Sports Illustrated.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that?
Blue Ribbon Sports Illustrated. Yeah.
Just some tard with huge tits.
Wow.
And I do like, do that bend over. There's just like a fucking turd hanging out the bathing suit. I went poopy.
I like to wear. I like
poet.
To wear
special
poets.
Oh, my God. That is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
It really is.
100% flat out.
Do you guys know about that?
I can't find my twim cap.
I'm sure they do.
Do you guys know about Special Poetry
Slam?
I'm
sure Derek does.
Oh, no.
Do you know about it?
I know what it is.
You know what it is, right?
Isn't that just retarded people screaming out the window?
It was Crip Slam, right? Wasn't that what it's called?
No.
Crip Slam.
No. I swear to God, Opie and Anthony did a whole thing on it.
Did they?
That's probably like inner city version.
A spoof or something like that.
No, it was legit. It was a thing where retarded people reading poetry. It was called Crip Slam.
Yes. There's a couple of college kids who are obviously yucking it up, having a ball, making fun of these.
Well, this one, they're not reading poetry. They're like, it's like stream of conscious. It's like that Henry Rollins thing does, where he just talks. No, where he just talks.
They basically
the one with the werewolf, where they talk about werewolves.
They give
Have
them a topic,
this?
Sort of. And
okay,
then they
please
just, like,
type this in then.
Yeah.
Let's bring one up.
Yeah, do Special Poetry Slam, werewolves.
Just type that in.
If Owen A did it, I don't want to do
this. This is old.
Well, I don't know if they've ever done it. I've never heard it.
This is a while back.
They did.
Well,
how do we know you talk about the same thing?
You called it something else, though.
You called it Crip.
slam.
It really is called Special Poetry Slam.
I'm sure there's a few different
You can
ones.
Bring it up and let's see if he recognizes it. If he does it, we won't play
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I understand you don't want to bite off somebody else. It's fine.
I mean, it's old. It's not like
I know.
It's
I
not
know.
Like they did it yesterday.
It's like
and
anybody
we're
listening
like saying,
gives
we're
two shits
anyway.
We're
going to be the O&A recap. You know, like,
well, we have six people
oh,
on the air right
fucking
now.
Huh? Sad.
Oh, it dude, is,
it's
disturbing.
Very disturbing.
It's very disturbing. I'm not
oh,
kidding.
Oh boy,
does this look familiar, Kevin?
I am the werewolf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Werewolf in London.
Werewolf in Paris.
Werewolf is fun.
Get out of here.
Yep, that's real. This is real.
Werewolf is gothic.
Oh my god!
Is this it, Kev?
Or is it a part about werewolf
like
movies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, this is exactly
werewolf
it.
Okay. Boys, naked.
She said that. She said that. But they.
What is that?
You said the boom mic. That's I Krang.
Krang?
No, 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 no.
The boom mic dropped down.
Please rewind. Please rewind.
There's a boom mic that drops
werewolf
down.
I know.
Boys.
Is the fucking crew
naked.
Retarded too?
No.
Yeah, look.
Werewolf.
I like to make werewolf.
That's because they're all laughing. He can't
why
hold
do
it.
You keep talking
I
over that one?
Vampires.
Sorry.
Werewolf.
I'd bang the black one.
I like to make werewolf movies.
I fight vampires.
Oh. Werewolves like to howl.
Okay, I can't do
that. No, so, no, keep playing it. Keep playing
she,
it.
She doesn't look
keep playing
retarded.
It real quick. It's over. Listen to this. This is creepy.
I'd plug her in the dumper.
I would bag her. No,
is
lot,
she
watch.
The handler?
Just watch.
I turned no. myself into a werewolf.
Oh my god.
What is that thing in the
that,
front?
That is nightmarish, by
that,
the way.
That, yeah, that really thing is. In the front looks like the creature.
What?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
That thing in the wheelchair in the front looks like the creature that was born in Eraserhead.
Yes. Oh, my God.
His name is Dennis.
Yes.
And he has the most heartbreaking monologue.
Yeah, he
in
does
this
one.
Thing.
Yeah. They
it's
have a few
really
more
crushing.
That's just each one of them, yeah. like, personally speaking.
Mm-hmm. He talks
they just
about
do like
being
a free association yeah. type thing. Yeah, he talks about like being
a
bear, a
black
and bear.
So
bears
be
are
powerful.
Powerful. Yeah. It's extremely disturbing.
Now, why
does
the bear got
to
be black?
This
oh
is what
God.
Kev. Is, that's
oh
what Kev is.
And the thing just doesn't stop crying for like the first hour of yeah. the movie. Yeah.
Oh God, what a yeah. piece of shit that movie was.
No, it was great.
Get out of here.
It's definitely not great. It was very disturbing. I don't know what the point was.
When
it was like a half hour before the first piece of dialogue.
Yeah. I know.
That weird
I was like,
part,
why is Vaughn not talking?
That weird part wow. was just staring into the radiator. And
yeah.
And the girl was dancing.
Yes.
And there's like jizz
everything
raining
is fine
ceiling.
In heaven. Everything
yeah.
is fine.
That's fucking
that was
weird.
I watched it and you guys saw, you know, we talked about it on Facebook a little bit. And I was seriously like, this is fucked up and weird.
Yeah.
And I was like bothered by it for like that the rest of that night. I was like, this is fucked up.
Hey Henry, what do you know? Wow.
Well, the guy cuts the chicken and it like starts bleeding everywhere. And, what is that? How do you act this?
And that's considered like
avant-garde is what they call it.
And the guy who played him is dead. He got in a fight
oh,
with a
he?
Bunch of Mexicans at like a donut shop.
No way.
And they like chased after him and
Jack,
killed
whatever
him.
His name is, Jack something.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. They like attacked him, and then he died a little later. Cause
hey, man, that movie was fucked up, man.
He erased me.
Hey, well, you could have done
now you're a hammerhead.
E.T., man. I'm going to shoot you in the head, erase that head.
He died of blunt force trauma to the
How
head.
Long ago was this?
Blunt?
It was like in the late 80s, early
oh, okay.
90s or something.
Yeah, because that was from like 70 something. 70 something. It was his first movie.
Yeah.
Creepy fuck.
He was also in Blue Velvet.
Yeah, he did an Elephant Man.
It was the same director.
Yeah, David
yeah.
Lynch.
Yeah,
he did Elephant Man. What did he do? Like a Mel Brooks movie
Mel
or something?
Brooks did, Mel Brooks did Elephant
Man he was
Man
in.
With him.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mel Brooks did that with him, which is really bizarre.
Yeah,
goes to show he has range. You know, he's, he's a pretty good Jew.
Oh God,
I'd keep him around.
A plane crashed in Belgium, killing 11 people. The plane was full of skydivers.
Mm.
Oh, I love the irony.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's probably what they wanted.
Well, they definitely were skydivers.
Whoa.
Sky dying.
Sky dyers.
Sky dyers, yes.
That's it?
That's hey. What I was going for. That's it. I just thought that was funny.
They're like, oh, you like Lynyrd Skynyrd? Oh, shit.
Wow.
Play some Skynyrd, man.
No.
Well,
they
were Belgian. Don't. I hope they didn't sound like that.
Play some Skynyrd,
yeah,
man.
They sound like French dirtbags. Like.
Well, they sound French and German.
Yeah, exactly. That's a weird mix.
This is over in the UK again. They're telling doctors not to blame patients for being fat.
Bed sores.
Huh.
Doctors
well,
trying,
you know what? You got to blame the spoons and the forks.
Yep. Yeah. Mm. Doctors trying to tackle soaring rates of obesity should not blame patients for being fat, according to the health watchdog.
No personal responsibility. Mm.
So basically, they're telling them not to.
Boy.
I blame cola.
Yeah, me yeah, too.
Quit eating so many soda. Bangers.
And hamburgers.
You ever watch BBC America?
Yeah, I watch all the time.
Did you ever see that show where it's like they you know, like.
Mr.
The,
Bean.
Yes.
Bean.
it's like a weight loss show, but like they what the fuck is it?
So well, that one I'm not
well the one thing they do is they follow
remove
the people
all their
around
teeth.
For like a week, and then they take a week's worth of what they ate and they put it all on a table for them to see. So they walk into a room and they just have everything they ate like in front of them, and it's their fucking diets are disgusting.
I know.
That ain't me.
Who's
not
me. A phone
call? Not me. No one's calling
my
me.
My phone is off, so it's over actually in my jacket, so it ain't me.
Oh, wow. How crazy.
Yeah, I was very responsible tonight.
Well, everyone you know is here.
Me, bitch.
Exactly. Except that prostitute.
Dope.
Oh,
except that one.
Calling
oh.
You. It's going to be another $100.
Just like that, she sounds too.
So what happened?
Don't mind my stubble.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. But
they do have a horrendous diet.
Yeah, everything's fried. Everything's in a bag.
Everything about England must suck. It rains like 90% of the time.
90.
There's fog a lot.
It's Seattle.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Maury
yeah,
used
seriously.
To do the episodes about fat oh, babies yeah. and would
oh,
put
I
everything
know.
That their parents fed them out
I
on
know.
The table?
Yeah.
That was gross. He's such a piece of shit.
Really? Like, what the fuck?
I don't even have service. Not me.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's the dog.
Shut my phone
Maybe
off.
It's that dog outside getting a phone call.
I just threw my phone across
I'll
the room.
I'll shut mine off as well.
I'm a shut off my phone.
I'm a shut it off.
There would be like baby bottles full of chocolate milk and like whole roasted chickens.
Whole roasted chickens.
And be like, my baby is close to 200 pounds and I don't care.
Yeah.
He's healthy.
He eats 10 pieces of French toast. Then he has cinnamon toast crunch. Then he has toasted strudels.
Oh my God.
Toasted oats.
I'm sorry. We have to watch this.
Let's see it.
Oh, no.
What?
Whoa.
This
ice train?
Are the
biggest babies
ice
this
train.
Oh, my
God.
They eat what they want.
Ew.
They eat what they
Ew.
Want. Why are so
Ew.
Many of them black?
Well, what do you think?
No fathers?
Yeah. How many well-behaved black children have you ever seen in your life?
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Three-year-old should.
That's the big baby show.
Wait, that's a two-year-old?
He fell through his crib.
The bottom.
He fell through the bottom of
the crib. He fell through the bottom of
the crib. Why do they act like it's the baby's fault?
He fell through the bottom of the crib like Mick Foley falling through the cage.
Look at the titties on that baby.
I know. What the fuck? Why is she dressed
like that? I might mistake that baby for like a 15-year-old.
Stop beating her.
Really yeah, this is so fake.
She can't run.
Her daughter weighed only 3 pounds at birth. 4 years
but she's
later,
more than me.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
I really don't understand. Why are they? Why do they have them dressed like
this? Kids got cleavage.
Because this is what he does. He's a piece of shit.
He eats more than me. It breaks my heart.
They need our help.
Wow.
It starts now.
They act like it's the baby's fault.
Yeah,
if the
right.
baby is some uncontrollable
yeah.
animal
Everyone,
that they can't like do
and
anything about.
This is Norma's 3-year-old grandson.
Enormous.
do they do the table?
Oh my God.
114 pounds at 3 years old.
The size of his head?
Oh. He's just swallowing hot dogs whole.
Yeah, and his face
what
is his face is swallowing
so
his eyeballs.
He's at a smorgasbord.
Who does that? He pulls the whole sheath off the Chips Ahoy.
And why do you film him doing it, though?
That's the problem.
Because they don't know how to discipline their children.
No, they enjoy it.
They're white trash and black trash.
The babies get so fat, you gotta put the pens on them instead of diapers.
Well, they probably wrap other babies around them as diapers.
Sean getting in and out of the tub is just hard. I'm afraid he's gonna hurt himself.
Yeah.
He has a wheelchair that he loves a lot.
What?
He has a wheelchair.
Loves a lot.
He loves his wheelchair.
He just have to move.
This now they can bring me to the food.
I just want them to be dead. Like, I don't want them to be living.
I couldn't believe how many times he quit breathing.
He looks like...
he quit breathing.
He quit. He gave up. He tapped out.
That's it. This breathing's too much work.
He's
I'm
like,
done.
Fuck this.
Johnny.
Imagine he was on there. Oh, he's so talented. Look at his drawing.
So much.
Look at his drawing.
I wish he would concentrate more on his drawing.
Look at him doing the Jabba pose.
We just love him so much. If anything ever,
of course, he's being raised by his grandmother. Why isn't he black?
He's got his Tickle Me Elmo encased in carbonite.
Because I saw in that video his brother.
I love it when they bring him out.
But they bring him out.
They don't put a bra on this one.
He doesn't have a neck. They're laughing at him.
He just walked into the chair.
Hi. Wouldn't you laugh? How you
been? Get on the chair, fatso.
I'm hungry.
Pancake.
Dude, they should saw the legs on the chairs so when the kids sit on them, they just collapse.
I mean, they're already really busting the kids' balls to begin with.
You broke the chair, you little fatty. How does
this
that make you feel?
Good work, kid.
Oh, this is making me nauseous.
Now, this is a microphone. You don't eat it.
I guess...
Tell us how you feel.
Gino. I guess now wouldn't be the time to call him a ham for the camera.
Wow.
He's going to break
what
the
was
stage.
That?
I don't know.
Is that like...
Dude, he's wearing like work boots.
He looks like a baby Artie Lang.
I know, he's got caterpillars. He's got caterpillars on. This is disgusting. I'm literally getting nauseous.
Size 14 to 16 shirt and a size 16 to 18 jacket.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's pretty big for a baby. The
Hooters girl.
Oh, yeah.
The Hooters girl.
Oh, my God.
Eat up, baby. Eat up.
The worst part of her is she has glasses.
No, Diabito.
Nothing less attractive than a woman with eye problems.
Hey, we're almost there now.
She already got toes cut off.
We're almost halfway across the street.
We're getting there.
Hey, gordita.
It's not working, she says.
What the fuck country is she a princess?
Princess of Mexico?
She kind of looks like my stepsister.
Fucking Fatimala. I want her to be
strong. Fatimala!
She's beautiful. Oh, Jesus.
All right, that's enough.
Well, now they're getting them together.
Oh, ooh, man.
What's the weight limit on that stage?
I don't know. But he's definitely interested.
He's in there.
Oh, my God. They're going to get together and have even fatter babies.
The dark
just, their bellies are just going to slap.
A little sumo exhibition here.
Throw a little salt.
I want to see her blow him.
What?
You can't say that.
Yes, he can. He's protected by the...
is he 8 years old, by the chance? Is he 8 years of age?
Ooh, waga waga. You like how I threw that in there?
Yeah.
Yes, he can. It's protected by the First Amendment.
Is he an 8-year-old vet?
You mean like somebody who takes care of animals, right?
Yes, like he's a veterinarian.
Yeah.
He's been a vet for 8 years.
Yes. Yeah, big fat pig.
Yeah, that's why he eats a lot, because he likes pigs.
Hey.
Not 8-year-old penis.
Hey, no.
Whoops, Daisy.
All right, that just ruined my night.
That's really just disturbing.
Well, I'm rock hard right now.
The hell is this? Mexico cartel honcho reportedly killed by gunmen dressed as clowns.
Let's just do 3 shows tonight.
Juggalo. Wicked.
Gunmen dressed as clowns burst into a children's party and shot to death the eldest brother of one of Mexico's...
why has he got to be black?
Erstwhile largest and feared drug trafficking families.
Mm-hmm. It's all over the place. There's like 30,000 homicides a year in Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the first one where they were dressed as clowns.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Hey, man, we're really going to surprise him, eh? Hey, you don't see the clown coming, huh?
I'm in a clown suit.
Happy birthday, Juan.
I'm in a clown suit. That means I don't give a fuck.
Hey, man. I don't give a fuck. Juggalo.
Juggalo.
I'm a ninja, I'm a juggalo.
I'm a juggalo.
I'm a juggalo.
Juggalo.
I'm a juggalo, man.
Oh, man.
I was hoping for a picture of his corpse or the clowns. Yeah. Or them.
Oh, the picture's somewhere online because I saw it earlier.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Do they have pictures of the guys as clowns? So I want to see if their makeup is, like, good.
No, it's pretty scary looking clowns.
Yeah, do they have good makeup, good masks, good outfits?
Yeah, they have a good look. Are they marketable?
Do they look like a wrestling TV wrestling clown? Or what kind of clown are we talking
about? Are they TV ready?
You don't know me, clown.
You don't know me, clown.
What? What?
Ronald McDonald looking motherfucker.
I don't see any pictures of him.
Damn.
Pictures of his dick.
Dick.
There's pictures of Mexican clowns, but not the ones that shot the guy.
Yeah, we can go to Red Bank and see that.
What, Mexican clowns?
Yeah.
Yeah, you drive by Wawa early enough.
I do every morning, actually.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Every morning I go by Wawa.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all clowns. They're all out there.
That's pretty much it for news.
Yep.
Any updates on other Steve?
Well, he's probably drunk and hopefully got an accident by now.
You ever get that bottle removed?
Oh, God.
Hopefully. Whoops.
He's going to love that.
You ever get that Boone's Farm bottle?
He's actually not going to listen to the show because he's not on it. Mm.
Yeah.
No, he will.
No, he won't.
Because he wants to hear what's said about him.
He's probably listening to it now.
You're right.
With his buddy. Yeah, his friend.
The mystery friend. He who shall not be named.
Reserve friends.
Voldemort.
Like he was a character in Eraserhead. He doesn't have a name. He's just an idea. God.
Sure. Give us one more good one.
I think we tapped out on
Eraserhead was such a hunk of shit.
Yeah. I think we tapped out on the fat kids.
Oh Christ.
We all can't hide these tenting erections.
I'm definitely. I can't wait to go to the bathroom.
You see the tits on that one?
I'm gonna piss some serious jizz.
I like pancakes.
That was ridiculous.
Pancakes was the name of his cat that he just ate.
This is my cat. Pancakes.
Fat fuck.
Hurricane threatens Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton to hit campaign trail for a
Ramon.
Long time.
Ramon. Oh. I'd be better. Why don't you just call him Ramon? It's Ramon. Hey, man.
Falzone.
Yo, chico. They throw in the money into a wishing
me
well.
The windy guy.
Yes.
Oh.
Ugh. Oh, well, then. Because
well, I guess that's wow. I guess that's the cue there, pal.
Yeah, I guess so.
Birds with arms.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing now.
Never heard of it.
Here's an elephant jamming on the piano.
Ooh.
I bet that's real good.
It's under funny animals.
I see a gif of a girl getting her...
Her asshole eaten?
No.
Her pussy spread?
Getting a vacuum put up to her face while she's sleeping.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Oh. My vacuum, I hope you be a big
funny,
dick.
Actually.
Oh, my God.
Priceless.
Anyone else find this strangely hot?
Yeah. I do, in a way, because I want that face while I'm throw-fucking her.
Do you have any idea how scary that must be for her? It just sucks the life right out of
you.
Oh,
yeah, it does.
I just don't believe in fucking with people when they're asleep. Not that I haven't done
this fucking Jackie Chan motion at the end is what gets me.
Yeah. Look at her eyes. Like, oh!
One opens long before the other, and then there's just like ninja like, ah.
You know what they should have done is you should have painted it black. Dude, and she probably would open your mouth wider.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Leroy. Ow.
Leroy. Did we ever do the prank that we did at work? Did we ever show that?
I remember seeing it, but I don't know if it was.
I don't know if we ever did it on the air.
Yeah.
What was it?
Go to YouTube. And
we did
show it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Sorry.
Epic wake up at work.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're boring Kevin, so.
I'll see you.
No, sorry.
No, he's looking for stuff.
I wake up early.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Yeah. I'm off tomorrow, so.
Yeah, your mother gets it.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, no.
With a vacuum or what? Please give me the details.
No, my dick.
Well, it's my dick.
Well, it's the dick show.
And I'm spent.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's all I got.
Okay.
Now I have to find the outro music.
What?
Just have Matt
do
it.
What'd you do?
Just have Matt do it. See?
The Saw Puppet is the worst roommate ever, according to HuffPost.
Who?
The Saw Puppet.
What's this?
The Saw Puppet.
It's some video, but, you know, I guess.
Knucklehead?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Big Show, when are you coming back next time?
Whenever I can!
Whenever he can!
Me and Bruce are going to cut an album.
So it's the Aristocrats. AristocratsRadio.com is the website. CWERadio.com. We do it live every Sunday.
At the Aristocrats _ on Twitter.
I hate that name.
Yeah.
But that's all we could get.
Peace.
I just saw something over here in the corner.
Yeah, I think you have ghosts in the house.
I think I do.
You have a ghost in
I saw lights out back, too.
Facebook.com/Aristocrats.
Yes.
RideTheFury.BigCartel.com.
Oh, you fucked that up real good, didn't you?
RideTheFury.
That's got the shirt.
We'll fix that in post. RideTheFury.BigCartel.com.
Yep.
That's about all I got.
Steve, what's your Twitter?
What's Twitter?
My Twitter is at comeonmydick.com.
Oh,
that's
mouth.
Why I couldn't get
.com.
It.
Thank you, Steve, number one, for coming. Thank you, Jeff Cannibal, for coming.
Yeah.
And coming again.
Get some.